time. Once in a while, he becomes like a whole nother person. And we battled it last summer till it was almost really, really bad. And we really got to a lot of roots last summer, and then it started back again. Has been here and there once in a while, but it's really come into a real full ugliness in the last, especially the last month or so. And as we start, my husband and I talk with him when this thing is manifesting at night and keeping him up, where, I mean, he lays there like this and will not move. And anyone who's ever dealt with fear, and God's delivered of fear, or again is in the process of delivering, you really can't talk it out. When, if it's a spirit, now there's some of us, you know, that we get scared sometimes and someone talks and go, oh yeah, the truth set us free. Oh yeah, praise God. But I'm talking when it's a spirit of fear and you have this overwhelming thing come over you. It's very difficult, especially with a child, to just talk it out with them. You really find God at 3:30 in the morning when you're really tired and you have to get up at 6 o'clock and you have a job where a lot of people are coming to you asking a lot of questions all the time, and you have to be at the top all the time, and you've got 3 hours left. Do you really cry out to God? What's going on here? And we're still walking through this, I'm going to be honest with you, but I can tell you the biggest key to him being delivered is when I said, Evan, are you scared? Yes. And the first how many ever times we did that, I would say, well, Evan, you shouldn't be scared. Jesus is with you. And I'm not putting that stuff down. It's very, very important. And sometimes with some kids, that's all they need. And it's the truth. It sets them free and it's fine. And it's not a demonic situation going on. And praise God, it works. And I realized after quite a few nights of talking that through and talking that through, I finally said, son, I'll call him son because I know we're trying not to say a lot of names on here, especially with my son who would just have a fit if he knew I was saying this publicly. He's very quiet about things like this. Son, are you scared? Yes, Mom, you know I'm scared. No, you're not. Oh, yes, I am. As he would start panicking and saying, I am. Oh, no, you're not. Satan's scared because he knows he's going to hell. He's just trying to take you with him. You, son, but I did say his name because that is very powerful to pull someone out of this, to let them, to start separating them from this. But I'll just say son for the, you know, since we're not saying names. Son, you are not scared. There is a demon that is not you that is trying to tell you you're scared. Now, son, look at me. You're not scared. What in this room or what in your life? What? And then, no, I'm not scared. I am not scared. And we went through this, and we've gone through this process quite a bit. And it's amazing, after probably 3 or 4 times, the other night when this started again, I went in there and I said, son, are you scared? No, I'm not. Why aren't you scared? Because I'm a mighty man of God. Who's scared? Satan's scared because he knows he's going to hell. And he wants me to go with him, and I'm not going to, because I'm a mighty man of God. Do you understand, son, that it is not you that is scared? Do you understand that? I mean, truly understand that. And as we've gone through this process, that in itself has calmed things enough where he's gone to sleep and slept very, very well and slept late the next day. Now, I couldn't sleep late the next day, but he could, which, praise God, as a child, I want him getting his rest, and God takes care of me, and it works out. Now, there were more roots and other things that I'm not going to get into, things with generational curses as we go through this, and God's really showing us what the fear is about manliness and things like that, just things running through the men in my husband's family, and God's going to do it. But I'm here to say to you, the things in your life, and some of us don't have any, some of us do, okay? For those of you that don't, pray and ask God to show you who you're supposed to talk to about this or pray for about this. But those of us that have something like that or have had something like that, the foul spirit, something that makes us feel different, something that makes us feel rejected, something that we can walk into, even something really anointed, and we feel like an outcast. Now, we can be really friendly and talk with everyone and no one has a clue. But down deep inside, that foul spirit is saying, you don't belong. You don't belong anywhere. That's what you need to separate yourself from. The lies. That is not you. Now, a lot of you have heard this teaching and heard about separating yourself for quite some time. How many, and this I want to see hands, some other things I'm not going to ask for hands because it's embarrassing things. How many feel like in their lives that truth has helped set them free? Anyone who's had any type of any kind of sexual problems, addictions, or whatever, this is a big one for you. This is a big one to separate yourself, that you are not what Satan says you are. Now, does that mean, okay, I'm not accountable. Oh, hallelujah, I can just raise my hand. No, that means you go really deep with God and you say, why can this thing stay partner with me? We've learned from Mark. I'm not making a doctrine out of this, but it can be from childhood. It can be something very, very, very deep. We've learned from Mark that it probably is going to take some perseverance. Now, again, some of us, it was a minor part of our life. We hadn't really taken it as us, so to say. Poor grammar, I know, but anyway, hadn't taken it on, and God delivered us, and the anointing broke the yoke, and praise God, we were set free. But those of us that still are dealing with this, I want you to know the very first step is the separation. It is not you. That thing that makes you feel different, not in a Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, different than the world. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the thing that makes you feel different in a bad way. Let's relate this to the obesity. First of all, I want to say